First song of the day. That song was big the year that I got here in 1993. Oh, my God. That was so long ago. Oh, my God. Oh, what have I done with my life?
I've done some pretty good things with your life. You look at it as like this. You look at it as like you came in like a volcano and you went dormant for the past, what, 28 years?
Yeah.
And you're just looking to erupt. And I'll be honest, I'm hoping you erupt while I'm here because I'm excited for that moment.
No, I think I've been erupting for 28 years.
Oh, okay.
I don't think that I've like slowed down or like become that old lazy guy on the radio.
No, but you think that about your career is my
point. I think that like, yeah, sometimes you go, yeah, I've been here for a long time. And sometimes that's really great. And sometimes it's like, yeah, but what if I join the Navy? I mean, I could have been one of those guys. I always would be a guy in an aircraft carrier that flags the planes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When they're about to take off, he's got the paddles and the flags and the flashlights. And then we're about to take off. He goes, and he flags them and they go zoom. I always wanted to be that guy.
That
guy probably doesn't have a 28-year career on the aircraft carrier. But I think, what if I'd become that guy? Which is what I wanted to be back in high school.
You're not that guy. You're ouchy guy.
I wanted to be in the Navy.
You're ouchy guy.
I'm the what guy?
Ouchy guy.
Like ouchie.
When something hurts, you're like, ouchie, which does not suit well for the Navy.
Military,
military. You can't be an ouchie guy.
Yeah.
So radio was perfect for you.
I'm also not very good at treading water.
No.
So I'm not really good at that either. So
barely anyone, I mean, other than dogs. That's terrifying stuff.
No, that's not. Susan used to work as a lifeguard, and we haven't swam together in a long time, but she's like, let's have a treading water contest. I'm like, okay, let's try. I can do this. And she's like, effortlessly staying afloat for like 4 hours at a time.
Because
I used to be a lifeguard at Wyandotte Lake in Columbus, Ohio. I'm like, really? Did you ever save lives? Oh, well, I don't know if I saved any lives. I pulled a lot of kids out of the pool all the time. Watch me tread water. Shut up. So I'll get in the water and I'll start treading water about maybe 30 seconds later. I'm like,
just to save you.
So how are you?
Good. I have a question. Do you sometimes, when you're trying to go to sleep at night, you recount something? It doesn't even have to be something that happened that day, like an argument with someone or something that's frustrating you with someone, and you have this, you start building this irrational argument in your head, like you're practicing what you're going to say to them when you see them, and it's making you angrier.
And you're trying to sleep and you can't sleep
because
you're so mad and you're having this discussion. Oh, I've had it all the time. Not all the time, but many times, yeah.
But then you wake up in the morning and you aren't mad at all anymore.
It's a miracle. It's a miracle of the power of sleep. Isn't it true?
It's so weird, but like, thank God.
Who were you mad at? You were having an argument. Okay, can I run down a list?
Yeah, but
your mother.
But I don't want to.
Because if I guess it right, because I know who the person is.
You do know the person.
It was Tina.
No. You know 99% of the people I know. No, well, it wasn't Tina.
Jenny.
No.
Jacob, your husband.
No, Jake's next to me. If he was the person, I would have been like,
wake him up and argue with him.
You made me so. No.
No, I think we've all had that. You can't go to sleep because your mind won't stop arguing or having a discussion. Yeah.
I even thought about taking notes in the notes point in my phone. So when I have the conversation with him, I can hit all of the important points of my conversation.
Him. So it's a him.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
I said conversation.
Yeah, well, you said with him. So.
Isn't that always who I'm arguing with, though? A him.
I don't know. You argue with just about everybody.
I do.
Who could you be mad at?
It's not mad. It's frustrated.
Okay.
Like, it's not like a personal, I'm mad at you. It's a frustrated thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing I can do about it. And also, I think that me even showing my frustration doesn't help me. So it's just like, okay.
No, I get it, though, because if you are trying to fall asleep and you can't fall asleep.
No.
Somebody told me one time, they said, picture something very small and then focus on your breathing. Just focus on your breathing. Picture something very small, like a red rubber ball.
Oh.
Picture a red rubber ball or a little piece of like very plain candy, like a little butterscotch disc, something like that. Something small that your eyes and your mind are very familiar with, so you don't have to explore it. You just see it and then concentrate on your breathing. So picture a red rubber ball. There's no features on it.
No.
So you can't picture a rock because a rock has features.
Yeah.
Can't picture a pine cone. It's got features.
Yeah.
Picture something very, very plain. Can't picture a person because they have features. What's the key here? No features.
No.
Okay?
No features.
Red rubber ball or a little butterscotch piece of candy. No faces.
Okay, right.
And then concentrate on your breathing.
Listen, I did wake up angry this morning, though, because Jake, his alarm went off 30 minutes before mine. And I go, why do you have an alarm set for 30 minutes before me? I was thinking about working out. D Do you think he got up and worked out?
Nope.
No, he did not, Dave. So I just woke up 30, which means you can't go back to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So now my fight tonight will be with Jake.
Okay, good, 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 good. At least he's right there conveniently for you to fight with. Check it out. We're going to play an early version of Boss Check in a second. We're going to play a song that we should not be playing in our format because it just isn't the KWB song anymore.
Yeah, it's old.
It was. It's a great song. I'm going to play it in a second and see whether the boss is listening. You get to hear a song that nobody ever plays on the radio anymore. And you'll get to see whether the boss calls in to say, all right, I'm up. Turn it off now. We'll do Boss Check coming up next. What are you up to? Text us at KDWB1-53921. We'll be right back.
Well, we're all back together.
Dot info.
101.3 KDWB.
Brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
There is a trend that's going around on Twitter, and it's basically age yourself with a store.
Okay.
And the guy who kicked it off started off with Radio Shack. And so then I didn't realize it was a Twitter challenge, so I put it on my Facebook page, Dave Ryan on Facebook, a couple of days ago, and I got a bunch of responses. I started with Blockbuster Video.
Okay.
Because I love Blockbuster Video.
Blockbuster.
Your local video store, and you go in, you get your popcorn and your Dots or your Junior Mints. And there's like always like a little game section with the Friends trivia game.
That's true,
and browsing on a Friday night. It was just kind of cool. So I said, age yourself with a store. Not my idea. Somebody said Circus Pizza. That was from Carol. Brittany says, yes, Circus Pizza had a lot of birthday parties there. Here's one. Carrie says, Sam Goody. Bought all my CDs and music t-shirts there.
I remember
there.
Sam Goody.
Sue remembers Montgomery Ward's, Bonanza Steakhouse, Mr. Steak, Marshall Fields, Woolworths, Piggly Wiggly. A lot of people mentioned Sam Goody and Montgomery Ward's.
Okay.
Here's one. Tom Thumb, which was like a convenience store.
All right.
When I first moved here, I lived in an apartment downtown, and that was like the only convenience store close by. Donaldson's, Dayton's Red Owl, and Wilson's Leather. Do you remember Wilson's Leather at the mall?
I think I do. Yeah, I think other than that one, I feel like a lot of them are local, so I wouldn't have remembered them anyway because I'm not from here, but I think I remember Wilson's.
Snyder Drug. What else here? Crystal Palace Skate Center in the Mall Arcade. Warner's Hardware. Godfather's Pizza. There's still one. I think there's one in Hastings or somewhere.
I'm pretty sure there's a Godfather still, yeah.
Yep. Radio Shack made it a couple of times. Beek's Pizza in St. Louis Park. 2+2 in Apache Plaza. If you want to see them, they're all online on my Facebook page. The end of the pumpkin spice phase is here because somebody took
ruined
it too
it.
Far.
They
took it.
It
too far.
Okay.
When you think every food in the world has already gotten the pumpkin spice treatment, somebody goes and does this and kills the trend for good. named Jim Bamer runs a website called the Sandwich Tribunal, just made himself a pumpkin spice bologna sandwich. He literally made his own bologna out of pork butt and belly and seasonings and mixed pumpkin spices into it and then put it on a sandwich. He used buttered white bread and fried the bologna. His verdict was, what do you think, Fallon?
Not bad.
He says it was delicious.
It actually doesn't sound bad. The way he prepared it, it's totally different than what I was imagining. Like, I imagined he was frying bologna and just sprinkling that on, but with the pork and everything, I think it's probably pretty good.
He says it works way better than you think it should.
I can see that.
I'm not a pumpkin spice kind of a guy.
You won't
Although,
give it a chance.
I think for a bit one time we did snort pumpkin spice, and it gave me, like, the biggest, like, jolt. It was amazing.
Yeah,
I felt so alive. I don't think I've ever felt so alive in my life.
You were.
Day. Do you remember that day?
I do.
I took a dollar bill and spread out a big line of pumpkin spice like they did with the cocaine back in the 80s. I was never a cocaine guy, even though I lived through the 80s ever. But the pumpkin spice, it made me feel alive, Fallon.
Try it again. Tis the season.
What if it's addictive, though?
Dave's
like,
find out.
Dave's out the park selling sex to get pumpkin spice.
Instead of like your white nose, you're it's always like a little bit bronzed. We're like, why is your nose bronzed? You just went to the bathroom.
Don't worry about it. I just feel so alive. All right, coming up on KWB, we got a couple of things that we want to cover for you on Dave's Dirt, including Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, basically comments on the whole college admissions scandal, and we'll cover that one, along with Twitter released its top tweets of 2020. And we'll talk about the who was the most tweeted about person, the most tweeted about sports team, the most retweeted tweet. We'll cover all of that next on Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB. There's something that you had to talk about as well, though. We got all kinds of cool things going on.
Well, we're doing, obviously we have Christmas Wish coming up at 7:35 this morning, an all new one. But then at 8 o'clock, Treasure Island, they're always a presenting sponsor for Christmas Wish. And this year, they're doing this again. They did it last year. We're for an hour during our show today between 8 and 9 a.m. If you donate, they will match your donation. So if you go to kdwb.com, keyword wish, you'll see the donate button. If you are planning to donate, or you can, between 8 and 9 today would be awesome because we get those donations matched thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino.
I love it. Thanks, Treasure Island, for helping us out. And they're a huge contributor to Christmas Wish. We have another Christmas Wish coming up at 7:35, about an hour away. Maybe you can stay around for it. If you can't, then maybe come back for it. Christmas Wish from KDWB. Dave's Dirt, next.
This year, the biggest superstars.
This is Becca from Stanley, Wisconsin, and now it's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Thanks so much, and here we go with the dirt. First of all, the top tweets of 2020. Mm-hmm. Here we go with Twitter's release of the top tweets of the year. Sadly, the most retweeted tweet was the one that announced that Chadwick Boseman had died.
Okay, yeah.
President Trump was the most tweeted about person. No real surprise on there. Let's see. Somebody named Andy Milonakis. Do you know who that is?
I don't know.
Made the top five most liked tweets with this joke back in May. Congratulations to the astronauts that left Earth today. Good choice. It had more than 3.7 million likes, which even took Andy by surprise.
Yeah.
The most discussed TV shows worldwide on Twitter were Tiger King.
Yep.
Strange Things. Mm-hmm. Game of Thrones, Grey's Anatomy. Most discussed sports teams were the L.A. Lakers. No Minnesota teams made it on that list, surprisingly.
That's so surprising.
The most discussed sporting event worldwide was Super Bowl 54. The biggest hashtag was COVID-19, the most tweeted hashtag, followed by hashtag Black Lives Matter. President Trump was the most tweeted about person, followed by Joe Biden, George Floyd, Kobe Bryant, and Barack Obama. We forget that it was early this year, like January, February, that Kobe Bryant died.
Yep. I know. It's crazy.
And there was such a shock. I was on the treadmill, and I think Susan came down or texted me and called me or texted me and said Kobe Bryant died. And the first thing you hear when you think about it, you think is like, that's got to be a mistake. That can't be true.
No, yeah.
So then I looked it up, and the Twitterverse was alive with everything about that. So
it's terrible.
Twitter has a reputation for being a negative experience at a lot of times, but this year there was some positivity.
Okay, like?
Tweets expressing being grateful or thankful increased by 20% globally.
Okay.
Twitter also said there's a significant bump in the recognition of doctors, up 135%, teachers up 30%, and essential frontline workers. That phrase was tweeted more than 17 million times. Now, do you want to know what the most tweeted emojis were?
Yeah, actually, I do. Thank you, Dave.
Okay, good. The most tweeted were the LOL face, then the crying face, the pleading face with the bleary eyes, then the rolling on the floor laughing face, and the smiling face with the hard eyes. Because when I tweet Fallon every morning, I get up and the first thing I do is I tweet Fallon. I can't wait to see you, and I do the smiling face with the hard eyes.
You do, and it makes my day. It gets me set on the right foot every day. Thanks, Dave.
You're welcome. They didn't say what the least used emojis were. Probably one of those weird symbol ones, like with the letters or the numbers in the gray box. Like, who uses some of those emojis?
They have, and I guess if you live in the country, you use the flag. But a lot of the flags, I mean, they got to have them. But also, I don't throw around a ton of flags other than maybe the 4th of July.
I get you. Lori Loughlin is currently in prison for her role in the college admission scandal. But she and her husband, Mosimo Giannulli, took plea deals for paying a fixer, remember, to get their daughter into USC. Now, for the first time, her daughter, Olivia Jade, is talking about it publicly, and she says she knows it's wrong for rich people to use their money and influence to get their kids into schools. She appears on a new episode of Jada Pinkett Smith's Facebook show, Red Table Talk. It's going to be on the internet later on today. If you want to check it out?
We have a clip of her talking to Jada.
Oh, do we have that?
It's short, but yeah, we have a clip of it.
Okay, yes, and here we go.
So do you understand why different people in the community would be upset? Do you have any understanding of why I would be upset? at your being here and what you all did.
I would also love to hear it from you, because I feel like it's a good learning thing. I think I can understand how wrong it is, and we had the means to do something and we completely took it and ran with it.
Do you feel any remorse? I think that here's somebody who's been obviously very spoiled her entire life. Mm-hmm. And I think like a lot of people who get caught, they might be remorseful, but they're probably just more sorry and embarrassed that they got caught.
That's exactly what she is. And she'll be fine. That's the reason I don't feel bad for her, because she will still have tons of money for the rest of her life and she'll be fine. It wasn't so big of a thing that it's going to ruin her life.
And she can always claim that she didn't know, but didn't she pose for all the fake rowing pictures? Was she the one who posed?
I'm pretty sure she did, yeah.
Like, you know, like the rowing team
so.
And all that?
Yeah, I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah, so she can't really claim.
No.
I don't know.
But she was young and stupid, so later in life she can claim, hey, I was 16, 17 years old, I was super stupid.
I guess that's true. And you know what? If your mom and dad tell you that it's okay, a lot of the time, that's probably like a moral pass for you. It's like, well, mom and dad said it's okay. Mm-hmm. So it was 40 years ago tonight that John Lennon was shot outside of his apartment. He got back from, I think, a recording session or something, and he stepped out of his cab. I think it was a cab. It might have been a limo. And a guy came up and he said, Mr. Lennon, and he turned toward him and he shot him like 5 times. And I think John Lennon tried to run away and he shot him in the back a few more times.
Jeez.
This is... On that night, it was a Monday night, December 8th of 1980. You probably don't remember this guy named Howard Cosell, but he was like the voice of sports back then. So they're doing Monday Night Football, and somebody, I read a story, there was a producer. She was the youngest producer ever on Monday Night Football. She was 19 years old and a producer on Monday Night Football back in 1980. They would hand the play-by-play announcers cards to read. Like, if this player got injured, they'd say, oh, number 38, yeah. You know, so-and-so just got injured. Or number 38 went to Tulane or something like that.
Right.
So she gets this card that says John Lennon has died, and she hands it then to Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell was the voice back then. Frank Gifford was calling the game, but Howard was the man, and she gave it to Howard Cosell. And this is how, back then there were three networks. There was ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Okay.
Like 40% of people with their TV on had it on Monday Night Football. And here's what they heard.
I don't care what's on the line, Howard. You have got to say what we know in the booth.
Yes, we have to say it. Remember, this is just a football game. No matter who wins or loses. An unspeakable tragedy confirmed to us by ABC News in New York City. John Lennon, outside of his apartment building on the west side of New York City, the most famous, perhaps, of all of the Beatles, shot twice in the back, rushed to Roosevelt Hospital, dead on arrival. Hard to go back to the game after that news flash, which in duty bound we have to take. Frank, indeed it is.
It's one of those things where if you were around, you remember where you were. I was in the basement. I didn't watch Monday Night Football. Lived in the basement. Mom came downstairs the next morning and said, you hear John Lennon got killed. And it was just one of those things where you just couldn't believe it, because he was such a peaceful kind of a person.
Mm-hmm.
So that was the kind of story on that one. Dionne Warwick made the dirt yesterday. Remember, she got drunk and was tweeting at Chance the Rapper. She tweeted like,
in the weekend,
why do you got to tweet? Why do you got to be Chance the Rapper? We already know you're a rapper. Why do you have to tell everybody? And so he was like, whoa, it's cool. Dionne Warwick's tweeting at me. Then she went after the weekend.
Yep.
And she said, why do you spell your name wrong? Because he dropped. But she spelled it right. She dropped the third E. And so then he's like, oh, my God, I'm just flattered that you know who I am.
Yeah.
She's like, well, of course I know who you guys are. So we said, OK, well, this is what happens when old lady Warwick has a couple of gin and tonics and gets on the Twitter.
Yep.
Here is Dionne Warwick talking. I guess this is her writing her own tweets.
Okay, apparently not.
Nope, maybe it's this one. Check this one.
This is for all of you tweeters who have decided that I'm not tweeting my own stuff to you. I want you to know I am, and I'm getting a very, very, very good at it.
No.
You see, I have a wonderful niece. Her name is Brittany. And she said, Aunt Dionne, you'll have a lot of fun if you get on this with me. I said, okay, teach me how to do it. And she did, and I am doing it. So that should quell all of you naysayers. And if it doesn't, deal with it.
You know what?
Quell all you naysayers.
Mm-hmm. Such a such a grandma thing to say. She's 79 years old. She was quite the thing back in like 1969 or 1970. And your grandma probably used to jam to Dionne Warwick, but it's just kind of funny. Breakdancing, or breaking as it's going to be called, is going to be an Olympic sport starting in the 2024 Summer Games in Paris.
That's
crazy. Your thoughts, Fallon. That's so crazy. What else?
Well, I know it's a legit skill. Like, you've probably done this too, Dave. Like, you're walking in any bigger city and there will be like breakdancers and people are gathered around. And it's so impressive that I guess I'm not surprised. Like, honestly, it takes like major skill. So
I do watch once in a while when I'm on Reels or TikTok, I'll watch, and I think it's the same guy. And I don't know if it's because I watch it once. Now the algorithm says, Dave likes watching this one guy. And he'll like be standing in the middle of nowhere in New York or like a crowd. And then he'll all of a sudden start dancing.
Yeah.
And then the crowd of people will be like, oh, dang, he's good. So if I watch that guy once or twice or 10 times, does then Reels or TikTok know that I like this guy and they'll give it to me more often?
Yeah, I don't know. I'll be honest, I don't know a ton about Reels and because that's Instagram and how their algorithm works.
Yeah,
but TikTok, yes, they develop and like categorize a page for you. So your TikTok is very different from like what my TikTok looks
like. I got
a lot
of plane crashes and plane flyovers.
I got a lot of animal videos.
Do you have a lot of animal videos?
So many animal videos.
Text us and let us know. I'm curious, what shows up on your TikTok? What does it know that you like? There's one girl, her name is Adley. And she's like a country singer, and her husband and her boy, they all live together, and all they do is prank each other. And it shows up on my Reels or my TikTok or whatever all the time.
And see, that would never be on mine. I hate those fake pranks.
Because it is kind of fake. Yeah, they're fake.
And they're fake.
Yeah.
And TikTok has so many of those. And they're like, a lot of the times, they're husband-wife duos. And they're like, ooh, I'm going to do the zany thing. And even though my husband's been on a million TikToks and we have millions of followers, people have no idea I'm doing a TikTok video.
That's the thing. Because they're quarantined, they're in-house, and all this year, Adley and her husband or whoever have been doing pranks on each other. And they're always like, shh, he doesn't know.
Yes, he does.
That I'm going to set him on fire.
Oh, God.
Okay, now here he comes. I'm going to spray him with, I'm going to say it's a new perfume. I'm going to cover his butt and then set him on. And it's like, no, your husband is suspicious of everything you do. All right. The other sports that are going to be in the Olympics in 24 are climbing, which I think is really cool.
Oh, skateboarding,
because Jake loves climbing, right? Mm-hmm. Skateboarding and surfing, which will all debut next summer at the Tokyo Games, because you remember they had to cancel the Olympic Games in Tokyo this past summer.
I totally forgot, but yeah.
That's it for the dirt on KDWB. We'll be back in a couple of seconds. We got our boy Benjamin on the town. Benjamin is reviewing little things around town. And we'll talk to Benjamin on the town coming up in a couple of seconds on KDWB. It's Taco Tuesday coming up. We have a Taco Tuesday, Taco John's $50 gift card, and Christmas Wish all coming up on KDWB, the Twin Cities' number one hit music station.
This year, the biggest superstars are inviting you into their home.
Dave Ryan Show on a Tuesday on 101.3 KDWB. Good morning. We're going to get snow, measurable snow by later on this week, but tomorrow's supposed to be like gorgeous. I mean, relatively gorgeous. It's going to be 48 for a high, which is like 18 degrees warmer than it usually is this time of the year.
You know what then? I'm going to go walk and get my mail instead of drive down and get it then.
You really only live about 30 yards from your mailbox.
I don't understand
a point. Do you literally drive down to your mailbox? Don't lie to me or I know.
If it's a big
package. Look me in the eyes.
If it's a big package.
They don't leave big packages at your mailbox.
Yes, they do.
They don't come up and put the package on your front porch.
They have gotten lazier since I've lived there. Half the time, sometimes they're halfway up my driveway and sometimes they're by the mailbox.
Really? Like halfway? So here's the thing. Fallon lives in a very Tony neighborhood.
I don't know what that means.
Tony is a very snotty neighborhood over in Minnetrista.
Whatever.
She lives at the top of a hill. It's like a castle on a hill.
It is.
Now, you and I live in a modest house. I live in a modest McMansion over in Chanhappening.
Yeah,
Fallon lives in a very Tony neighborhood where the mailman has to get a permit to hike up the hill to her house. It is the craziest thing. He's got to bring bottled oxygen to get up to the top of the hill of Fallon's house.
Here.
It's a very, what is it? It's a Tony kind of a neighborhood. Benjamin, you're familiar with the word Tony, aren't you?
I just used the word Tony in a game of Scrabble during Thanksgiving.
Look at that.
That is the name of his boyfriend. That doesn't count.
Is that true?
And then I got to tell Tony that the word Tony means like high society and out of touch, da da da, and he was all about it.
Yes, and that's Fallon, high society and out of touch.
Totally.
It's like, oh my God, you know what? On Christmas wish, somebody needs a Gucci bag. What if somebody has an old Gucci bag and I want to get him a new Gucci bag and I said, Fallon, you're Tony. You're Tony you're out of touch. Stupid. How are you, Benjamin?
You know, like that weird Secret Santa present your coworker gave you last year being regifted, I'm back and I'm well.
I'm glad you're back and you're well. So we're all in quarantine.
Mm-hmm.
We're all doing better at staying home and wearing our masks and that type of thing. But Benjamin has been out and about.
Truly.
And so a brand new feature on the show here. It is called, I want to make sure I get the title right because we spent a lot of time working on this one.
We did.
Benjamin on the Town. And here he is, all the way from a suburb in Minneapolis, Benjamin on the Town. Benjamin, take it away.
Well, how dare you, because I live in proper Minneapolis. But, Dave,
sorry,
when you're a handsome, debonair professional like me, a bon vivant, if you will, you constantly get asked the latest and greatest places.
Yeah.
And I am full of reviews and recommendations, so if you're looking for secret speakeasies in Vegas or dormant volcanoes in Portugal, I'm your guy.
Perfect.
But as you can imagine, these last 9 months have been different, and I'm not being called onto Penn and Teller's stage like I used to. Yes, I did just name drop that for world-renowned magician Dave Ryan.
Yeah, thank you.
But anywho, I thought I would review some of the latest hotspots here in town with you two today, so I don't have to take the time to respond to everyone individually who's sliding into my DMs.
That's great. You know? I love that.
Yes, and you know, I don't want to brag, but I have at least 3 message requests on Instagram right now. And they're all asking me for money, but we all know that's code for what's your review of the places you can get up in town.
Well, let's get to them then, Benjamin.
Yes.
All right, so today I'm reviewing my 3 places I recommend. So first up, if the fast food drive-through isn't your scene, but you still want all that four-wheeled action, let me remind you of a real throwback adventure, the bank drive-through.
Oh,
wow. Ooh,
this hootenanny is so much fun, I would literally put money on it. They have everything, Dave and Fallon. If you haven't talked to someone in weeks, there is a crappy speaker where you can interact with someone and talk about all your deep, dark secrets.
Oh!
Like the topics include why you overdrafted twice on sushi last week. Or deciding that, yes, opening up another credit card is a fiscally responsible idea.
Yes.
It's so responsible.
And Dave, did you know that the bank drive-thru is magic?
I did not know that, no.
Oh, yes, there is a magical tube. You can turn the money you put into it into the exotic $2 bill.
Ooh.
I'm not a doctor, but I am pretty sure $2 bills are secretly worth more money.
It's
so I'm
possible.
Not saying I have a mattress full of $2 bills, but you never know.
So you like the bank drive-thru as a play, Benjamin, about town. Would you have an overall rating for the bank drive-thru?
You know, after much thought and consideration, I give the bank drive-thru 5 out of 5 mattresses filled with $2 bills.
Wow, that's high quality.
Benjamin on the Town is spot number 2.
Spot number 2 on my list of COVID hotspots. Well, okay, COVID hotspots is probably not the
probably not, yeah, probably, yeah, not the right, yeah.
Number 2 on my list of quarantine about town activities. Have you guys heard of the restaurant Dishes here in town?
Dishes?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, well, I'm not sure if that's what it's called, but that's what my boyfriend yells at me every time I'm in the kitchen and he sees me making dinner. Dishes. So he lives in a fictional world where he thinks dinner makes itself and requires no dishes. Because if I'm not cooking dinner, he dirties the equivalent of 1 paper towel while microwaving chicken nuggets. So apparently it's a hate crime to use a saucepan and a rubber spatula to put a hot meal on the table. So if you want to be berated by your boyfriend while making a delectable rosemary Dijon sauce, I highly recommend you check out my kitchen, known to its only patron as Dishes.
Okay, so Dishes, the new hotspot to eat out. Benjamin About Town, we have time for one final hotspot that you have discovered that you want to tip us off to, Benjamin.
All right. So last but not least on my review this week is Mr. Dave Ryan's house in Chanhappen in itself.
Oh, wow.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know what you're thinking. Oh, Benjamin, you've been invited there? No.
No.
But that doesn't stop me from going.
Okay.
Because with movie theaters being unavailable, I need blockbuster entertainment.
So yes.
I stand on Fallon's shoulders outside, and I see it all.
Like all what?
Yeah.
Well, first up, you see the drama of Susan locked in a home office, slaving away at Clippadoo headquarters.
It's true.
Yeah.
She's chained to Dave's 1996 Laserjet printer making mailing labels while a recording of Dave plays in the background repeating, "Faster, woman, faster, my Clippadoo doo-doo dog poo-poo empire is near complete." Very near.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, the other window of the Ryan household, you can see the action of Dave's dog Josie and Cat Roger creating a series of Home Alone-style booby traps as they plot their escape from the house. And I don't read their handwriting very well, but I believe they have a picket sign that says, "Free us from the ukulele man."
Okay. Okay. Look at the time. My gosh, look at the time. Benjamin About Town. It really said, you have done some wonderful reviews.
Truly.
Do not come to my house. It bristles with armory. You don't want to get, like, you know, any harm to come to you. But Benjamin, thank you so much for a review. Will you do this again for us sometime, Benjamin About Town?
Oh, I would love nothing more than to give two thumbs way up on all of my reviews and recommendations for the two of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank
you, Benjamin. Stay away from my house. Benjamin on the Town, everybody, on 101.3 KDWB. It's Taco Tuesday. You can win a $50 Taco John's gift card. Why not?
Yeah.
Coming up next on KDWB, the Twin Cities number one hit music station. Alexa, listen to KDWB on a
homemade bread you made in quarantine. The Dave Ryan Show on 101.3 KDWB.
It is Taco Tuesday on the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. So I had a brilliant bit of inspiration a couple of months ago when I was watching TV and they had a Taco John's commercial. The woman blows into a taco shell on the beach.
She loved it.
And it sounds like a conch shell, which I think is how you say it.
Probably.
And she goes, "Tuesday." So I called up the head of advertising over at the Taco John's people.
Yes, you did.
And I said, "Here's an idea. How about we have people call in and yell Tuesday along with clanking plates or pans or glasses or, you know, explosions or fireworks or something in the background.
Yeah.
And give them a gift card." And they said, "Well, how much?" And I said, $25. And they said, no, we're going to make it 50.
Yeah.
So you can go crazy over at Taco John's.
Yeah.
So you need to call me right now. And all you got to do is bellow Tuesday into the phone. It's as simple as that. I'm going to demonstrate on a bugle.
A bugle.
Here we go. Tuesday. Now, that's really all there is to it.
It really is.
Now, you're probably going, "Well, that's it. That's all I got to do. That's kind of stupid," which I think is what the Taco John's people kind of thought when I gave them the idea.
Yeah, but they were like, "All right, whatever."
But they went with it. So I would stop calling.
Yeah, they changed their number also. The guy was like, "How did he get my direct line?"
It used to be Taco, then J-O-H-N. They changed it to J-O-N-S just to try to avoid me.
Okay.
So call me now, 651-989-KDWB. We'll grab somebody and we'll make them a winner.
You got to spruce it up. I mean, maybe you don't have a bugle, but you got to spruce it up a little bit.
While you're sprucing, we have a phone call here. Let me see if I can just grab this. Hello? Hello, KDWB?
Darlings, it's Dionne Warwick.
Oh, look at...
How are you guys?
Good.
No one remembers me, but your Aunt Doris thought I was the bee's knees.
Are you drinking right now?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you drinking right now?
Darling, as an artist, I've noticed the drinker I sing, the drunker I play.
Wait, what?
Exactly. Dave Ryan.
Yeah.
Your names.
Yeah.
Two first names.
Two.
What kind of person takes up two first names when just one will do? Don't you know there are people walking around every day who can't afford two first names? Maybe you could have chosen something like, I don't know, Johnny Walker, or Jack Daniels, or Grey Goose.
Grey.
I mean, Grey Goose isn't really a name.
What?
Grey Goose isn't really a name.
Fallon is a whore's name. I've known many whores in my day, singing on cruise ships and dinner shows in Las Vegas, and every whore I ever met was named Fallon. And what about Weather Girl Jenny? We already know she's a weather girl. Do I go around calling myself Booze Hound Dionne Warwick, do I, darling?
Miss Warwick, I think you need to hang up. No one remembers who you are, and you're clearly drunk.
Show some respect, darling. I probably slept with your grandfather backstage at Caesar's Palace in 1974 after my Tony Award-winning show called You Liquor, You Brought Her.
Okay, that's a terrible name.
Fallon is a whore's name. Okay. My darling.
Okay.
She sounds so much like Moira.
She does. Just,
somebody's been watching a lot of S Creek lately.
Yeah, drinking a lot.
I can say. All right. Okay, Tyler down in Faribault, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How you doing?
Tyler, I'm expecting a big performance here on Taco Tuesday. Are you ready? Because I got a $50 gift card for Taco John's if you come through on me on this. You know what I'm trying. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm a little bit. Go ahead. Tyler, I'm going to count you down. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
It's Tuesday! Woo! Tuesday, brother!
Oh, you went WWE vibes on it then. Wow. Did you rip your shirt off, Tyler?
No, I can't do that. Nobody wants to see that.
No, nobody wants to see that. Tyler, $50 over at Taco John's. Happy Taco Tuesday, all right? Christmas Wish is coming up in a few minutes on KDWB. Christmas Wish in a couple of minutes on KDWB. I'm going to check in with your boy, Cammy G, who is out delivering the Christmas Wish from College Muscle Movers. Hey, Cammy G.
Good morning.
What time do you have to get up early, to get to the Christmas Wish house in time, Cammy G?
I left my house around 5:15 this morning.
Oh, look at you. Yeah.
And you're
we're out west of the cities today, so it was a little bit longer of a drive than usual, but we're happy to do it.
I'm happy you guys are doing it. Thanks to all the help from College Muscle Movers. And if you are moving, Fallon used you guys.
Absolutely. The best experience. And I've had multiple friends use them now and message me like, hey, thanks for the recommendation. Even like Barb, our events coordinator, she used them. She moved recently, too.
I used the wrong one. I used the ones called College Dropout Movers.
Oh, did you? Yes.
And Cammy, they don't go with College Dropout Movers.
I heard about this.
You know what? My dining room table and my hutch were missing.
Yeah.
I'm like, where's my dining room table and my hutch?
How are you going to work without a hutch?
And they're like, I don't know what you're talking about, sir. And I said, it's right behind you. I see it in the back of your truck. Like, no, sir, it's not. So don't. College Muscle Movers.
Muscle Movers is who
you
want, then.
How much more of your time can I waste, Cammy G?
I got all morning.
Okay, good. Thanks seriously for you guys for helping out. We truly appreciate you delivering the wish.
No problem.
Want to mention also today is a big day for Christmas Wish because between 8 and 9 a.m., Treasure Island Resort and Casino is going to match all donations. So you can go online. If you were planning to donate and you can, between 8 and 9 will be the time to do it so your donation is matched at kdwb.com, keyword wish. And I want to give a quick birthday shout out. Happy 28th birthday to Amber. She texted in. So happy
birthday.
Thanks,
Amber, for listening. We appreciate that. Back with a quick Dave's Dirt, then right into Christmas Wish. Mascara Alert is coming up in a second from Sunrise Banks. Mascara Alert. Thanks for listening to KDWB's Christmas Wish next.
Find great gifts for everyone on your list at Macy's Backstage, like fun fashion.
WB. Quick dirt before we do Christmas Wish coming up in just a couple of seconds. And Fallon mentioned this earlier, and it's such a big deal. We're so excited about this one. At 8 o'clock this morning, Treasure Island is doubling your donation. So you do the math. Whatever you want to donate, it becomes double that. And we're going to try to get a bunch of money for donations because a lot of, we have T-Mobile that helps us out, yes. Treasure Island that helps us out, a lot of people that donate, a lot of companies that donate, like Devani's, some are bigger, some are smaller, but a lot of it comes from individuals. And it is a tax-deductible donation because we've got the 501c3.
Thanks to YouthLink.
Thanks to YouthLink, and so we can totally do that. Just be ready to donate online, kdwb.com, keyword wish, coming up at 8 o'clock until 9 on KDWB. Quick Dave's Dirt update. Breakdance is going to be an Olympic sport in 2024. Next year is going to be climbing, skateboarding, and surfing will all debut next summer at the Tokyo Games. It kind of surprises me that skateboarding and surfing, especially skateboarding, wouldn't really make it, hadn't been on there before.
Agreed, yeah. I guess maybe because they have their X Games that doesn't make any sense. Yeah, that's odd.
I read an article one time that was talking about Olympic sports that have been like dropped. Like, I think tug of war used to be an Olympic sport, like way back in the day. Netflix is working on a fake documentary about what a horrible year it's been. It's called Death to 2020.
Okay.
It's being made by the people behind the awesome series Black Mirror, which was awesome. When is Black Mirror coming back?
It clearly isn't, because they released like 3 or 4 episodes a year or two, a couple years ago.
The last one was like Miley Cyrus, yeah, season, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that was like at least 2 years ago. That's weird.
It's described as a comedy event that tells the story of the dreadful year that was and perhaps still is. The landmark documentary style special weaves together some of the world's most fictitious, renowned voices with real-life archival footage spanning the last 12 months. So that could be kind of good. I don't have a release date on it yet. But I know that the cast includes Hugh Grant, Samuel L. Jackson, Lisa Kudrow, and Leslie Jones. Fallon mentioned this earlier. Lifetime's going to debut a 15-minute mini-movie this weekend where Mario Lopez plays a sexy version of Kentucky Fried Chicken, KFC's Colonel Sanders. That's it's called right. A Recipe for Seduction. Are you kidding me?
Hilarious. It's a commercial, but he has a real movie coming out, too. But you can watch the trailer at DaveRyanShow.com.
You know that Colonel Sanders was a real person, right?
Of course, I'm related to him.
That's what your dad says, but your dad lies a lot. Do you think? What validity do you give to your dad's story that you're related to Colonel Sanders? Percentage wise, 100%, 3%,
60%,
60%. So your dad could have made it up.
Absolutely.
Okay, but it's still kind of like a.
But it feels genuine.
Okay, why?
Because I trust the other side of the family, but I've never heard them talk about it. But the family he references to be, he never claims to be have like known him or close to him. He talks about my great uncle Mary and George being close to him.
If you were like a direct descendant of Colonel Sanders, let's say he was your grandfather, mm-hmm. would you be a little annoyed that they've turned him into a parody on the KFC commercials?
Not like if that sexy check cashes.
I guess if the check cashes, but yeah. Now you've convinced me. Yep.
Thank you.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Christmas Wish comes up next on 101.3 KDWB. Check it out, hang out, and if you are motivated or moved by Christmas Wish, then we have a chance for you to participate and help and make a difference, and that's to donate after 8 o'clock. Between 8 and 9, Treasure Island doubling, matching your donations. Christmas Wish in about 60 seconds or so on KDWB.
Stick around.
It is 101.3 KDWB with a little bit of a technical problem, but we're kind of working through it. We have a backup crash computer. We did get this one down. This is an almost new computer.
Mm-hmm.
We
got it.
Perfect.
See, I don't know where that's coming from right now. That is mystery audio. There we go. I think I got it. We got this computer down at Radio Shack in 1994, and we got it because it was a second, a scratch and dent.
Yes.
So it was working pretty good up until just a minute ago.
Just so you know. Yeah. We do have group therapy we can get to, but we're not talking to the gal today because she specifically said, please don't use my name. And when we emailed her, she did not respond. So, and you'll.
All right, let's give it a shot here. Group therapy on KDWB. So we get an email that says, thanks for everything you do. You guys brighten my day whenever I get a chance to listen. I have a question for you guys, even though it may steer more toward the girls, I wouldn't mind Dave's opinion as well. I listened to all your podcasts, too, so if this doesn't make it to the morning show, hopefully you'll have time to address it on the podcast. No, it made it to the morning show. 24 years old. I'm in my second real relationship as opposed to like a middle or high school relationship. I've been with my current boyfriend for 2 years now, and I love this guy to pieces. Sexual relations mean a lot to me, and I'm very self-conscious, so I never had a hoe phase.
In quotes, yeah.
My current boyfriend is the only one and only person I've ever slept with. I didn't think being with only one person in my life would matter, but I have quite a few friends that know about my situation and always ask, don't you think you're going to regret not being with other guys? It didn't bother me at first, but now they really have me thinking about it and wondering if I'm going to regret it. I love my boyfriend, and I know that if I wanted to take a break just to have other sexual experiences, I would lose him.
Well, yeah.
I know that you guys have more experience in relationships with me than me, both emotional and sexual, and I would really appreciate your advice. Do you think I will regret having only one sexual partner? Should I address the situation with my boyfriend? Help. That is an excellent question, and I think it's probably more common than you think.
I do too, yeah.
I know several people that are in that exact same situation. And one of them even said to me, it's like, she's the only person I've ever been with. And I don't know whether that's, you know, how I'm going to do with that.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, this is what I said. I said, you're lucky to find somebody that you love so much. That overwhelms what might be the idea of wanting to sleep with somebody else. But I don't know whether that's the right answer or not. What would you say?
I would say, are you always going to wonder what it's like with other people? Yeah, probably. But also, I don't know. It worries me that you're having this fear before getting married. It makes me feel like you probably should. It makes me feel like you're pretty young and you probably should go experience some things, maybe. And that doesn't mean you go through a quote-unquote hoe phase. It worries me that you're already worried about it and you're getting ready to start a full life with someone at, let's say you're 26. That's a long time to be with someone and wonder what if. And it's not really, totally, I mean, I do feel like, I mean, if you talk to him about it, just know that I think you'll, I don't know if he's been with someone else.
That's, it sounds like he has, but I'm not sure, yeah.
Yeah, then I think you'll worry him a little bit if you bring that up to him. It would worry me if my partner said that to me.
If you've been in that situation, that's what group therapy is all about, is getting help from somebody who's been in that same situation. So she's getting married, loves this guy. She's 26 years old. She's never been with anybody else. She wonders, and it's a natural thing. It's not a weird thing at all. Am I going to wonder what it's like with somebody else? Is it going to make me more prone to cheat? Is it going to make me more prone to divorce? Maybe you got married and you'd never been with anybody else, and 38 years later, you're still really happy. Or 4 years later, you're still really happy.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe year number six, you cheated because you wondered what it was like to be with somebody else. There's all kinds of answers. What was your experience? I'm reading some text messages. You can call me at 651-989-KDWB. Her friends clearly put that thought into her head. She didn't have a problem with it before they brought it up. Okay, true, but now that it's in her head, it's in her head.
This says, if the sex is good, then I wouldn't worry about it. If it's not, then you need to see what good sex is. That's the problem. She has nothing to compare it to, so how does she know if, quote-unquote, it's good sex? Because sex is such a mental thing, because it's different for every person. So one person maybe with someone think they're amazing, another person thinks they're terrible. It's all perspective. So she may think it's fine, but then she's like, but what if there's this mythical, amazing, so much better sex out there? And then she goes and tries to experience it, and she's like, oh, actually, that was just, like, perfectly great, you know? So it's like, that's such a hard question to ask someone who's never had sex before else.
It's very true. Okay, a couple of other text messages. So my wife was only with me. She did wonder, and we ended up swapping partners, and she's never been happier now.
What do you mean we swapped partners?
So in other words, they found another couple to swap with.
Okay.
And so she was very happy with that one. I am 35. I've been with the same guy for nearly 18 years. I've never regretted him being the only one I've slept with. Another one, 13 years going strong in my relationship. So there's some really good answers. We'll be back. We're going to see if the computer will work here.
I think we have some calls too, for sure. Yeah,
for sure. So we're going to try to see if the computer will work to play commercials. I don't have a lot of faith in it right now because it took a big crash a little while ago. We're going to try it. We're going to see what happens. And here we go.
Minnesota's Christmas station is back.
My name is Robert.
Robert, what advice would you give to her? Have you been in this situation yourself?
Yes. So I'm actually on the guy side, of course. My wife and I, our first kiss was at the altar, and she had never been with anybody else. And my advice is to stay with him. We're 8 years into marriage and four kids. And I would say just having a conversation about what you might want to do. We've been experimenting with additional things and stuff. And
sure.
Truthfully, I'm so comfortable with her and she's so comfortable with me that there's a lot of other things that you can do that you wouldn't even get if you went with someone else.
What piqued my interest is your first kiss was at the altar.
Yeah.
That's really interesting. Is that a religious thing or was that just something that you decided personally? How did that come about?
Well, for her first kiss was at the altar. For me, it was not.
I see. Oh. Okay.
It was a very religious thing, yes.
Totally understand. I mean, I don't totally understand, but that is really interesting. So you say it is manageable. It's okay. And if you love each other, love will basically conquer all. even the curiosity to find out what it might be like with somebody else. Mix it up yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Robert.
For her, it's a religious thing or being conservative from her background.
Yeah, sure.
I would also say experimentation is definitely on the table for even those, you know, religious and conservative people.
Robert, thanks for your perspective. I really appreciate that one. Let's talk to Amanda out in Stone Lake. You blame it on the friends, is that right?
Yes.
Why?
Her friends are toxic. I think she needs better friends. I think that she has the sort of group of friends. You'll see it when they get older. One gets divorced, and then they all go down like dominoes because they are jealous of her happiness. She found a good guy, and she should stick with him. She never had any questions before her friends brought it up.
I agree. This text, Dave, is key. That's literally what I was going to say, and it's like the most duh phrase, but the grass isn't always greener, but you get in your head and you think it is.
No, but I mean, I think that it's just kind of human nature to wonder. You know, the 1940s are over. People don't, like, just meet somebody and have sex for the first time and then marry that person. It just doesn't work that way anymore. And I think that, you know, we're so ashamed of our sexuality sometimes. We're made so ashamed to have sexual feelings. Like, oh, my God, if you're married and you have sexual feelings towards somebody else, you're a horrible person. You can still be physically attracted to somebody else even though you're married and in love with somebody. Mm-hmm. But I think that it seems kind of like a naive idea that it will absolutely be fine. I don't think you can blame her friends for it, because the friends put the idea in her head, but I think it would have come to her anyway.
Yeah, I think eventually she might have thought about it. Yeah,
what do you think? We got some more calls on the phone. 651-989-KDWB. Let me talk to another Amanda. Hello, Amanda. Amanda Chaska. Hello?
Yep, this is me.
Hi, what's up?
Yeah, I was just saying that, you know, I'm 37. I've been married to my husband for 11 years, and we were together for a number of years before that. He's the only person I've ever been with, not for him. And obviously I've wondered, but I wouldn't give up all the things I have in my life now for that experience.
And that's what I absolutely agree with, because mm-hmm. I think if you love somebody and you have a great, faithful marriage and you love your life, or most of it anyway, it's probably worth the trade-off of not knowing what it was like to be with somebody else. And so you're 37, and you're how many years into the marriage are you?
11.
11 years mm-hmm. in. And was he with anybody else before he was with you?
Yeah, he was.
He was. And you weren't, and you're okay with that?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Amanda, thank you for your perspective. Other text messages?
Yeah, we're getting them. Basically, it says, I think if she feels 100% happy with him, it shouldn't matter. It makes me wonder if she's doubting something else about him.
That's a really good point. Because if you are crazy in love with somebody and you go, this is the one, I've never been with anybody else, I think you'd be okay with it. So I think maybe if you're listening, I think that maybe she's got to wonder, am I as crazy in love? And I think sometimes, Fallon, I almost called you Allison.
I don't.
Sometimes when you are in love with somebody and you've never been in love with anybody else, you might think, I knew a couple, they thought they were so in love. And one of them worked here at the radio station. And we would talk about them. We would say, they think they're so in love. They really aren't in love.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't. And a few years later, they got divorced because they realized what we thought was love
mm-hmm.
was like, okay, well, we like each other. We met each other. And now the next thing is, well, we should probably get married. But it was like, no, they didn't really love each other. So, but if you really love each other, then I think, again, Fallon, love conquers all.
She needs to go explore herself. This is a text. See, you know, if you know what I mean, she needs to get to know herself, that make herself happy, and then coach her boyfriend, and then she doesn't need anyone else.
It's one theory. Okay, that wraps up group therapy on KDWB. We'll do anything. If you have any group therapy that you want to do, then send it to us to ryanshow@kdwb.com. This is a big hour. This is the Treasure Island match hour. And right now, we are over $1,200. We're $1,260.
Oh, my
on
gosh.
Treasure. That is so awesome. I didn't think that we'd get to that in an hour.
No
And
kidding.
Here we are. Let's
Not
keep
even
going.
An hour. It's like, it's been 30 minutes because it's from 8 until 9 this morning that Treasure Island is matching your donations. When you go to kdwb.com, keyword wish, you'll see the donate button. And just know that TI, they are matching your donations today. So we appreciate you so much. And they are tax deductible thanks to our partners, YouthLink and Choice Bank.
Okay. So go ahead and make sure you send those, do your donation if you're going to do one anytime. Today is the day to do it. It's the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB. It's the
5-2-3-4. And it's brought to you by Arthur's Jewelers.
Once in a while, some paranoid moms, or probably dads too, will say, that looks sexual to me. Something's wrong with this, and here they go again. So Target put out a little box of adorable Santa cookies. And I put it on Twitter, so you can go follow me on Twitter, Dave Ryan KWB, so you can look at this. Because they look like Oreos, but with a Santa frosting. So the first cookie on top is Santa's head and beard and eyes and hat. The next one is Santa's red jacket and then the fur bottom. And then the bottom cookie is Santa's black boots with buckles and fur on the top.
Okay,
so here's the story.
What?
They depict his head, body, and shoes, but due to a design fail, old St. Nick boots look rather X-rated, and a group of moms is not happy about it. They do not look X-rated at all. They look like boots, especially in context.
Yeah.
They are in Santa's head, body, boots.
Okay.
They're in context. They look like boots. Moms thought it looked like the B's and the D's.
Oh.
The B's and the D.
The B's and the D,
the
then.
The B's and the D, yeah.
Okay.
It doesn't at all, Fallon. Okay. Trust me, I love dirty stuff like this, and I tried really hard to make my eyes see it.
Yeah.
Couldn't really. According to a report by the New York Post, a Tennessee mom named Nicole Miller bought some of the sweets for her kids and shared them on a Facebook group. She told the outlet, it wasn't long till other moms in the group spotted something strange about the design. My friends pointed out Santa's boots, which I then couldn't unsee. Another mom, Jola Burnett, who also happens to work in market research, told the New York Post that she was shocked the fail went seemingly unseen all through the creation process. I mean, how on earth were those cookies able to get so far down the production line, said Burnett. Despite the comments brought up by some customers, Target told the New York Post in a statement they have not received any customer complaints about the confections. They said, we have not received any feedback directly on this item. The design is intended to represent Santa's boots. We appreciate the feedback, and we will take it in consideration moving forward. Whether you see the B's and the D, the cookies are only $3.99 at Target, and they look delicious.
Well, I mean, so, to be fair, I would just shove them in my mouth like I do any other cookie and go on about my day.
I can see that, yeah, for sure. But I think that it's just funny. It's like, okay, do you need something more to complain about? You're the ones who put it in your own mind that it looks like the B's,
like,
and the D.
Sometimes they do, though.
Sometimes they do.
I'll be like, all right, but that one does seem like they're really stretching.
Did you open up my Twitter?
Yeah.
Well, go no, open I'm up my Twitter and look and see whether you think it looks like anything. It's the boots.
I'm going.
Dave Ryan, KWB. It is ridiculous.
Oh, my God, you follow me. It's like a celebrity. Okay, yeah, honestly, grow up. I would never have second glanced at that ever in my life.
Nope. Thanks, Nicole, for ruining the cookies for everybody. Yeah. Shout out Target. Stick to your guns. Let them see what they want. You don't have to change anything.
Yeah.
And besides, guess what, Target?
What?
You probably just sold a whole lot more cookies thanks to that story and thanks to the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show.
Thank you, Dave Ryan in the Morning
Show. You're welcome, Target.
Sign Target.
Hey. We'll be back in a second with Dave's Dirt on KDWB, the Dave Ryan in the Morning Show. But first, an update from Treasure Island.
What?
Double the pledge day. This is an hour. Goes until 9 o'clock. This 9 o'clock. It's 8:37 right now. Our total right now on Treasure Island Tuesday, $1,705.
Thank you so much.
Let's get it to 2,000.
Okay, yeah.
Let's try to get it to 2,000.
In 20 minutes, we can do that.
Easily. Go to DaveRyanShow.com. And then look for keyword wish. And it should be right there on the main page. But if you don't see it, type in keyword wish. A big old donate button. And then you click on the donate button. We take your credit card. It's all secure. It's all tax deductible. And if you've had a great year or a decent year and you want to help some people out. I don't know that anybody's had a great year. But some people probably have had a great year.
Yeah.
You know, Allison's had a great year. She got a new house and a new baby.
Yeah.
So she's had a great year. Her and her husband are both still working.
I just talked to my friend of mine. And she said she posted about getting a new job, and she said she felt guilty. And I said, don't feel guilty. You're allowed to have good things happen in a crappy year. Like, you're allowed to do that. You're allowed to be proud that you got a new job, and you're allowed to post on Facebook about
it. Sure, yeah.
So don't feel bad, because this year is like any other year. except completely not. But some good things are going to happen for some people during this year.
By the way, I got your Christmas card yesterday.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Your unsigned, yes. Computer addressed. You spelled millionaire wrong in your little letter on the back.
Did I?
Yeah, you wrote on the back in your little letter.
Yeah.
You spelled millionaire
right.
Wrong.
It's B-I-L-L-I-O-N-A-I-R-E. Oh,
you B word. You suck. All right, we'll be right back. The Dave Ryan in the Morning Show on 101.3 KDWB.
This is Jenny from Minneapolis, and it's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
All right, here we go with Dave's Dirt on KDWB. First of all, they released all the tweets, like Twitter, the most popular tweets of 2020.
Yep.
And I've been keeping track to see what this is all about.
Yeah, you're a big Twitter follower guy.
Kind of. Yeah, I mean, kind of. So here's some of the Twitter stats. The most retweeted tweet was the one that announced Chadwick Boseman's death.
Mm-hmm.
And then President Trump was most tweeted about person. The L.A. Lakers were the most tweeted about sports team. The joke that got the most likes, the retweets this year,
mm-hmm.
was actually a pretty good one. Let me find it for you because it was worth repeating here. Hold on. Give me a second here. It says, a guy named Andy Milonakis. I don't know who that is. Must be a comic.
Must be, yeah.
Made the top five most liked tweets with this joke back in May. Congratulations to the astronauts that left Earth today. Good choice. It has more than 3.7 million likes, which even took Andy by surprise. I tweeted kind of a joke. I said, if you are driving slow in the left lane,
yes.
you need to move. I got like 4 likes on it. So
I agree, though. Oh, yeah, the left lane drivers.
Most discussed sporting event worldwide was Super Bowl 54. No big surprise. Number one tweeted hashtag was COVID-19. Again, no big surprise, followed by Black Lives Matter. The most tweeted about person, President Trump, followed by Joe Biden, George Floyd, Kobe Bryant, and Barack Obama. But people say that, you know, Twitter's got the reputation for being a negative experience at times,
mm-hmm.
but this year brought on some positivity. Tweets expressing being grateful or thankful increased 20% globally, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, I think that they have some, like, I think they have different standards in place than Facebook with, like, ads and things like that. Like, they don't allow, like, political ads to run and stuff like that on their platform, which is kind of nice. But also, yeah, I will say, obviously, it's easier to create a fake Twitter account than it is anything else. So it's easier for people to be trolls on Twitter than on, like, Facebook. Because Facebook, you have to, like, be a real person. You could get away with having, like, a fake Facebook profile for a minute, but then they catch on and they're like, send us your ID to prove this is a real person.
Seriously?
Yeah. So it's not as easy to be like a troll on Facebook because it's your real identity and trolls don't want people to know who they really are. That's why they have on Twitter, the egg as their profile picture.
Thank you for that analysis of Twitter, Fallon. I really appreciate that one. A shout out to Jess, our engineer, who apparently just got the main computer back up.
This is great news.
It is great news.
So much great news.
It's been really, really challenging for the last
hour.
We really earned our money. And they're going to give us a bonus.
What is it, Dave?
We got Arby's coupons.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's like two beef and cheddars for $5. So, I mean, it's not free.
Isn't that their normal deal?
It might be good.
God, we've been bamboozled again. S-word, Dave.
Okay, check this out. We are doing Treasure Island Tuesday, and Treasure Island is matching donations this hour for KDWB's Christmas Wish. I really thought we'd be lucky to get $1,000. You have come through again. I love you so much. We are now at $2,355. Fallon, I got a new goal. Let's get it up to $3,000.
We can do it.
We got 14 minutes.
Yep.
If you can donate $100, Treasure Island will give another $100. You donate $500, they'll give. If you donate $25, you can do the math. I don't need to multiply times two for you. You can do that on your own.
Quick shout out. It says, I just donated $200 to Get Matched. You all do such amazing things for this community. I can't think of anything better to support from Nicole. Thank you so much for your donation, Nicole. That's amazing.
It's all on KDWB.com, keyword wish. So go donate. If you haven't donated yet this year, this is a great time to do it because it's going to mean so much more. And guess what? If we double all this money, we're going to be able to do several more wishes.
Exactly.
So that is really awesome. Thank you so much. This is kind of a scary little story, and I hesitated to pass it along to you, but you're an adult, and I'm going to you can handle it. There is a general who was the head of some sort of like galactic federation, who is 89 years old. He's, you know, near the end. And he says he knows something about aliens that he has not shared because he doesn't want to panic anybody. He also says that Donald Trump, as president, knows about this, and Donald Trump is on the verge of disclosing this. Let me read the entire story. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
So there are aliens, mm-hmm. and they found out where they live.
Okay.
So here's the story. President Donald Trump has been, quote, on the verge of disclosing the existence of extraterrestrials, yet a secret group called the Galactic Federation convinced Trump that humanity was not ready to learn the truth yet. The Galactic Federation feared mass hysteria. So in other words, you find out that there's, like, you know, aliens,
mm-hmm.
and I'll tell you where they are in a second.
Oh, so
this
you
guy,
do know.
I know so because of this guy.
He convinced people, not Donald Trump, not to say anything, and then he leaks it?
It'll make more sense as I read
all
it
right,
here.
All
so
right, all right.
This is a retired Israeli general. His name is Chaim Eshed. He headed that country's space security program for 30 years. He said Trump launched the Space Force because of the alien invasion. Supposedly, if you believe this general, extraterrestrials are ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here's where they live. They live underground on Mars with American astronauts. I don't know who the American astronauts are and why their families are not admitting that they're missing.
Mm-hmm.
Or what American astronauts would agree to go live underground on Mars with aliens, mm-hmm. but this is apparently what they said. How we got to Mars, I don't know either.
Okay.
For years, the aliens have communicated with authorities. They made a secret pact. While these otherworldly visitors research our societies, governments on Earth, and trying to get humans to evolve enough to comprehend what space and spaceships are,
uh-huh.
the general explained that he's only sharing this now because at age 89, he has nothing to lose. He says, if I'd come up with that maybe 5 years ago, I would have been hospitalized. Yep, 2020 has been a weird year.
Yeah, that's super weird. Did you see the video? It's very funny. It's at DaveRyanShow.com. A girl goes to Mexico, and she gets drunk on her horseback riding tour.
Is this a real story? I missed
it's
the first part.
It's a real story.
Okay.
It's a TikTok video.
Okay.
She records herself drunk. She thinks she's lost in the jungle. She is not. Her horse completely takes her to the waterfall that the tour is going on, but she's a disaster. And it's so funny, but you have to watch the video of her drunkenly on her horse being like, I don't speak Spanish. I'm lost in the jungle. We have audio of her drunkenly on her horse.
I'm going to see if I can find that one.
First clip.
Okay, here it is. Yes. Viral video of a woman lost in a Mexican jungle. She wasn't. Her horse took her to the exact waterfall location that she was headed to all along. Here she is, drunk on a horse.
Hi, TikTok. I'm currently in the jungle in Mexico somewhere, and I don't speak Spanish, and I'm on a horse, and I got drunk, and I don't know how I got here. Nobody around me speaks my language, so they don't know what I'm saying. I don't know where I'm going. I just know I'm on a horse. These are two children riding a horse in front of me. They keep yelling things at me that I don't understand. I'm scared because I don't know how to ride. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no. I'm scared. Somebody help me learn Spanish, please, because I don't want to do this again.
She comes back later, and she's like, yeah, I wasn't lost, and I was drunk. Whoops.
What an embarrassment. This is why the world looks at America. Yep. Even Mexico's going, you know what? You guys, stay there.
Yep.
You stay right. Stay home, sober up, have a little coffee, says Mexico.
That is their, that's what they say now. It's on their tourism board. But I will say that I
stay home and sober up.
But I have both videos, the drunk horse one and her sober after video up at DaveRyanShow.com.
I have the top 50 workout songs. I'm not going to go through all three of them.
Please.
I'm not going to do all 50.
Fine.
I'm going to do the top three.
All right.
Top three workout songs. This is at number three. We are the people that can find whatever you may need. If you got the money, honey, we got your disease. The jungle. Welcome to the jungle. All right, so there is number three, obviously, Welcome to the Jungle. Number two is this one. That is not number two, but it would be, let me see if it would be a good workout song.
Okay.
It's
a cool down, Dave.
Maybe.
It's a cool down.
Number two workout song of all time. So from the cliche department, Eye of the Tiger by Survivor. It actually tied for number one. Here is the number one tied workout song. Buddy, you're an old man, poor man, pleading with your eyes, gonna make you zombie someday. You got mud on your face, big disgrace. Somebody better put your bed into your place. This is the best workout song. This is my running song. This is my girl power song.
I love this song.
When this song came out in like 2005 or something, I ran to this song all the time. It's got a good beat to it. Fast, but not too fast for me. The chorus slays, Fallon. The chorus slays.
It does kick in.
Hold on, I'll fast for a little bit.
Thank you.
Well, guess what's not working on the computer? The fast forward button.
Don't mess with the computer today.
Yeah, the computer. Yeah. So anyway,
let's just chat.
It would. I had this on my iPod. Remember your iPod?
Yeah.
And I would run around Chanhappening back when I used to train for marathons and things like that. Ever tell you I ran 4 marathons?
Yeah, every other day.
Every one of them was under 10 hours. I'm so proud of that.
10 hours.
Listen to this. Here it kicks in.
I can imagine you. Your pale, freckled legs showing with those short shorts.
It's so true.
Your high white socks.
Sometimes I would actually fist pump while I was running. And people on Highway 41 in Galpin and Chanhassen would be like, who's the guy with the pasty, freckly legs that's all excited? What's he listening to?
Yeah, love his fanny pack.
Okay, so anyway, I did not wear a fanny pack.
You wore nip guards, though, because those things are constant hard.
Yeah. Is true. Dionne Warwick writes her own tweets. No surprise, Dionne Warwick was drunk tweeting, and it was our favorite story yesterday.
Yeah, no kidding.
She was tweeting at Chance the Rapper saying, why you have to say you're Chance the Rapper in your name? We already know you're rapper. Then she went after the weekend, and she's like, you spell your name wrong. There's no third E. Why you spell your name wrong? And they took it really well. They're both like, I can't believe that you know me. Dionne Warwick, does she write her own tweets?
All of you tweeters who have decided that I'm not tweeting my own stuff to you. I want you to know I am, and I'm getting a very, very, very good at it. You see, I have a wonderful niece. Her name is Brittany. And she said, Aunt Dionne, you'll have a lot of fun if you get on this with me. I said, okay, teach me how to do it. And she did, and I am doing it. So that should quell all of you naysayers. And if it doesn't, deal with it.
Side note, the video I was talking about a moment ago with the girl who was drunk on her horse on TikTok, and she's like, these kids are yelling at me in Spanish. Everyone's texting in that they were yelling, it's slippery, be careful, white girl, hold on to your horse. Like, multiple people texted that in. So they were trying to warn her.
Okay, that's funny.
Yep.
Hey, I gotta mention this one too, because we're a music station, and one of the biggest musical acts of all time was the Beatles. And KWB has a little bit of history with the Beatles. I'm going to tell you the quick Beatles history. John Lennon died 40 years ago tonight. He was shot outside of his apartment. He was shot, and then he turned to run. They shot him a few more times. He died. And a couple of quick little things. The traffic in New York City was so bad that night that they called an ambulance, but the ambulance was taking so long to come. The story is they loaded him into the back of a police car and drove him to the hospital, but it was too late. He had died because I guess they hit the heart of the major artery or whatever. So the story is when the Beatles came here in 1964 or 5 or whenever it was, they played at Met Stadium, which is where the Mall of America is.
Okay.
So they played just about where the giant tree is, the swings. You know, you get on the swings and it goes in a big circle. Yeah. That's about where their stage was set up. That's where the Beatles stage was set up. But KWB, and there was a radio station called WDGY that was our big competition back then. They got all of the ins and all of the privilege and access to the Beatles. KWB got nothing.
No.
We got nothing.
No.
There's one picture of a guy with a KWB microphone. He's got the microphone that says KWB. He's like way in the background trying to edge his way in. And there's freaking WDGY. Those guys got access to the Beatles.
Typical. I think I've seen photos of that, and you can see their like logo banners.
Yes.
In the picture, but not KWB.
Not KWB.
Hey, good news.
What's
ding,
the news?
Ding, 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 ding. I don't have a dinger, but I have, hold on, I have a weenie whistle.
Yep. Stop it. Don't do that again.
Alert, alert. We have an update on the funds we have raised that Treasure Island will be matching. Thanks to you. We are now at...
Yes?
$3,025.
Wow, that's incredible. Seriously. And it still goes on for another couple of minutes. So if you want to call in and get one more donation in for $100, $25, $10. Yeah, online. Don't call. You're right. Online, KDWB.com. Big shout out, Tribal Council. Thanks for stepping up. They've stepped up every year. It's not like they ever stepped back, to be honest with you. Tribal Council, thank you, employees at Treasure Island, and everybody down at TI. We love you guys, and thanks for helping us out with Christmas Wish every year. And thanks for matching the donations this year. And thank you, especially, because you're the one who called in and gave your own money. We appreciate that. We are very serious about who we give Christmas Wish, wins to, grant. You know what I'm trying to say. And we really appreciate that. Thank you very much. It's 101.3 KDWB, and we have another Christmas Wish coming up in a few minutes.
Rocket Mortgage.
101.3 KDWB.
Okay, Ashley, that's a mistake, and it's not going to be felonies right now. You don't want to do felonies right now. We're going to do a Christmas Wish instead, which is going to change gears a little bit here.
But here
we go with Christmas Wish. We've got our wisher on the phone right now. Leslie, good morning, and thanks for being on KWB.
Good morning. Thank you.
Leslie, how do you know the wish recipient, Eric Vanderlinden, and Eric's family? How do you know Eric?
I graduated high school with Eric and Amanda, and the boys have been a really big part of my life this last year and a half.
And I read their story, and I'm like, my gosh, we've absolutely got to do something. It's a sad story, and we saw this when we thought, here's a family that has been forever changed. We're going to do this Christmas Wish. So I'm going to get a hold of Eric right now. And are you okay? Here we go. I'm going to call him right now. KDWB's Christmas Wish.
Hello?
I'm calling for Eric, please.
This is he.
Eric, it's Dave Ryan on the radio over at KDWB. How are you this morning?
Good, sir. How about yourself?
Hey, good. You say sir because if I understand, you are a Marine. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
First of all, thanks for your service. Total respect for that. Coming from a military family especially. I know that life, and I really truly appreciate that one. We are doing a Christmas Wish here on KDWB, and we have your friend from way back in the day, Leslie, who nominated your family for KDWB's Christmas Wish. And
my goodness.
Yeah. And Christmas Wish is something we've been doing here on KDWB for a very long time, for 25, 28, 30 years. And we saw Leslie's letter, and we were very moved by it, very touched, and we wanted to see if Leslie, if you can read the letter that you wrote us to nominate Eric and his family. Leslie, first of all, say hi to Leslie so he knows that you're there.
Hey, Miss Leslie.
Hello, Eric.
How are you, ma'am?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. Just goofing with the boys.
Nice.
So she wrote a Christmas Wish letter, and Leslie, if you are able to, can you read that letter that you wrote to us here at KDWB?
Yep. Mason, Logan, and Bennett are kind, loving, goofy boys who have had their entire world pulled out from underneath them. 2019 ended with their parents separated and them living in a new house with their mom. They were still happy. They were still a family. Things seemed like they were getting better. As 2020 rolled in, things seemed to settle into a routine for them with scheduled time with dad and mom, a new normal being adapted by everyone. Everything that was normal quickly changed for Eric, Amanda, Mason, Logan, and Bennett. In May of 2020, Amanda was diagnosed with 3C small cell carcinoma of the ovary, the hypercalcemic type. This cancer was malignant extremely aggressive, and rare. Amanda rolled up her sleeves and got right to work in doing everything she could to beat this cancer. She underwent 2 rounds of chemo and a follow-up PET scan the end of July. It showed the cancer had spread. She then decided to treat at Mayo Clinic with a more aggressive chemo. Amanda never got her chance to continue her fight. She lost her battle with cancer on August 9th. Her boys watched her fight this horrible disease with such grace, poise, determination, and grit. She truly fought for them. The boys are now living with their father, Eric. Eric is a retired Marine who fought on the front lines in Afghanistan. Eric loved every part of being a Marine and took his role incredibly seriously. Eric was injured overseas, and from the unimaginable world he lived during that period, he suffers from PTSD. Eric, who, let's be honest, doesn't really know how to turn on a computer, is now a teacher to his boys during their distance learning. He's trying to be the best dad he can with what he knows and just doesn't receive enough credit for it. The boys are healthy and happy, which is exactly what Amanda wanted. They've had bad days and they've had good days. All of this is to be expected as they navigate their lives now without their mother. She may not be physically by their side, but I have no doubt in my mind she's with those boys every second of every day. Amanda loved nothing more than shopping for those boys and ensuring their Christmas was remarkable. Granting this wish is just as much for Amanda as it is for the boys, and I couldn't think of anybody more deserving than these boys and Eric.
My gosh, when I heard about that, the thing that struck me was how quickly her cancer took her, because she was diagnosed in May of this year, and she was gone on August 9th. I mean, what a horrible thing for any family to go through, and so suddenly and so shocking. And you've got three boys. You've got the 13-year-old Mason, you got Logan, who's 11, and you've got Bennett, who is 8 years old.
Yes, sir.
And so on top of them losing their mom, you've had to help each boy grieve through all of this. Then there's all the other challenges of just having three boys and busy and food and distant learning and all
distant
that.
Distant learning. Oh, my goodness.
So a salute to you, Eric, for doing what you're doing. We admire you so much. How are the boys doing? How are they holding up?
Very good, sir. Better than I could ever imagine. These men are my entire world, and they have the heart of Marines. There's not a doubt in my mind.
They got a great role model. They've got a great role model in their dad. And I'm going to tell you something. They are very blessed to have a great role model in their dad. Because you know what I know, as hardcore as Marines are, they also have a sensitive heart.
Yep.
And I know that you've worked both of those into their lives, into your life too. And I always tell people on Christmas Wish, I say, you know what, we can't fix things, we can't change things. But one thing that we can do is make things a little bit easier. So I just want to take some of the things off of your mind for Christmas and for just overall. So we're going to start off with the boys. Let's go with the boys here. Let's start off with little Bennett. How old is Bennett again?
8.
He's 8 years old. So we know he has a Nintendo Switch. We did our homework. We found that he's got a Nintendo Switch. So we got him a case for it. We got Mario Kart 8, Nintendo Switch. We got a couple of games, some board games, so he can hang out with you and the brothers and do some board games. We got some Fortnite action figures, because we heard he's into Fortnite. Avengers action figures. We've got winter gloves, a winter hat, and we got an oversized cozy blanket, because who doesn't need an oversized cozy blanket?
It's true.
Logan is, how old is Logan?
Logan is 11.
Are the boys all there with you right now?
Yes, sir. I put you on the street.
Good morning, boys. It's Dave, Ryan, and Fallon. Thanks for letting us talk to your dad.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Good morning.
Morning, guys. Logan is 11. We've got him also a Nintendo Switch case, American Ninja Warrior Challenge Switch game, Super Mario Odyssey Nintendo Switch game. We went kind of crazy on you guys because this one really touched us. We got the board games. We got Trouble. We got Sequence. We got, again, the winter gloves, the winter hat. And, again, every boy gets a cozy blanket, an oversized cozy blanket. And just in case you're wondering, Eric, we got one for you, too.
Yeah, don't
and
worry.
Winter hat and winter gloves, too. And then Mason's the big brother. How's he doing as big brother? Is he a pretty good big brother and like the, you know, the little, other little man of the family?
Oh, yes, sir. He's 13 going on 18.
Uh-huh.
Love it. Love it. Well, we got him a headset for Xbox because when they're 13 years old, they want to shut you out, Dad. That's what they want to do. They want to shut the shit. So be ready for that. Got a $100 Xbox gift card, a Monopoly board game. We got him a drone. We got him a freaking drone. That's cool. And then for you, Eric, because we know you got some stuff to do and you got some shopping to do, we got you a $500 Menards gift card, $500 to spend over at Menards. We got you a grill tool set and rotisserie forks. Now, I guess that Leslie helped come up with that one.
Yep, I guess so.
So thank you, Leslie. For the whole family, I've got a $100 Visa gift card from T-Mobile. You can spend it on anything you want to. I got a $50 gift card from Devani's. You can take the boys down to Devani's and get carry out. We got a $100, thanks to Devani's, by the way, a $100 Grubhub gift card. And here comes a big one. It's from Keto Coach. Keto Coach, shout out. They heard about this. They said, we want to donate as much as we can. We said, how about $500? They said, done for a grocery gift card. So you can go down and buy the boys everything from Pop-Tarts to Cheetos to Mountain Dew, whatever kind of healthy stuff too, whatever course, you want to do. But, Eric, that is all for you and your boys with a lot of love and respect and sympathy from Leslie and me and Fallon and everybody at KWB and everybody listening to the show right now.
Well, oh, my goodness. Thank you all so much from the bottom of our hearts. We can't thank you enough.
You know, we admire you so much, and, you know, our heart breaks for you, and especially for the boys losing their mom. They'll remember her forever. And we're just glad that we could do a little something for you and your family. I'm going to let you and Leslie say goodbye, and I'll let you get on with your day. I know you got boys to get to, you know, distant learning and all that stuff. So, Leslie, you can go ahead and say goodbye to Eric.
Hi, Eric.
Have a wonderful day, ma'am. Thank you so much. Oh, my goodness.
You're welcome.
You're so welcome.
Very welcome.
Christmas wish on 101.3. KDWB.
Happy Christmas, Jody.
So this is Christmas.
Hey, by the way, coincidentally and sadly enough, it was 40 years ago tonight that John Lennon was shot in New York City, and we had talked about that several times. That is not why we played that song. We played that because the end of the Christmas wish. Hey, shout outs to everybody. Choice Bank for helping us out with Christmas wish. T-Mobile, Youth Link.
Like so many helpful people. Like I think we have a bunch of our groceries being donated by Keto Coach.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's a gift card to a place, but also T-Mobile's sponsor. I know Devani's helped out on a lot.
Web girl Tina is here. Hi, Tina.
Good morning.
What was the total final total from the matching hour last hour?
By the time that the hour rolled around, we were around $3,200.
Okay. Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
I thought we'd get $1,000. And I was talking to one of the guys because we were on an email chain last night. I said, how much do you think we're going to get? They're like, oh, $1,000 is a good amount to get in an hour. That's a really big amount.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, well, let's shoot for $1,000. We got over $3,000.
Awesome.
For KDWB's Christmas Wish. Thank you from all of us here at KDWB.
Tina.
We're having a discussion, and I need your opinion.
Because he is firing me up.
She's on edge.
There are two.
She is a Karen. She is so mad about everything.
Wow. First of all, I am on edge today. I think we all are on edge today because it's been a disaster. But
we had computer problems that shut the whole station down for about an hour.
So I said, hey, Dave, we should have Tina help us and join in on the celebrity trend that's going on where they're doing Elf on a Shelf.
Yes.
But celebrities, instead of doing Elf on a Shelf, they're doing something on their shoulder.
Yes.
So it'll be like Elizabeth Banks had Hanks on Banks, and it's a little picture of Tom Hanks sitting on her shoulder because her last name's Banks, so it rhymes. So then Dave kept saying, okay, how about I do like a lion, and I'll use a picture of someone who's a liar. I said, no, it needs to be like a character or like a celebrity,
like
or
lion,
a movie
on Ryan, like a lion, you know, like, okay.
But he wouldn't let it go, And so I finally convinced him that he was making it impossible for me to think of something to rhyme with his name. So he stopped. And then...
She's telling her version, by the way.
And he really triggered me.
Oh, no.
Then he said...
I got triggered.
Or I could just not do it at all. And I said, yeah, you could just not do things that are on trend and live in the past. Or we can keep this show fresh.
And wow. I said, okay, so me doing what everybody else in the world is doing, which is what everybody does on social media. Oh, I have a trend. I'm going to do the plank challenge.
Yes.
So that me being the same as everybody else in the world makes me good, keeps me hip because everybody else is doing it. I would rather be different. I would rather.
Oh, God.
I would rather do something different.
And that's ridiculous because, of course, you're different. But pop culture is pop culture for a reason because people are into it. It's what's popular at the moment.
Well, I
people
was into
talk
it,
about it, but, so you should be into it but with certain things.
But I couldn't care less for one thing. Number two, I couldn't come up with anything that was with Dave. So I was going to say Mel Gibson dressed as Braveheart. I would put him on my shoulder. That would be brave on Dave. She poo-pooed that
you
one, Tina.
You could do Brave and have a picture of the Disney movie Brave on your shoulder, maybe.
Yeah, but that'd be people wouldn't figure that one out. Then I thought of maybe a soldier.
Yeah.
And she's like on my shoulder over here. It says Brave on Dave, but then people would be like shoulder on his soldier, shoulder on his. So and then I said, well, how about somebody shaving? They're shaving a picture of somebody shaving.
It's not what
then
it could is. Be
shave on Dave.
I do agree with Fallon that it is supposed to be like a recognizable. I don't hate lying on Ryan. I don't hate it. It's not exactly what it's supposed to be.
I get it, but there's not a celebrity or word that rhymes with Dave.
Not that I can think.
Unless
I
could do David Letterman, that I could do Dave on Dave.
No,
would that work?
That's not it.
We need your help. It can be a movie because we can't do like Saving Private Ryan on Ryan because it's still Ryan. I think it needs to be different words.
What if it's kind of like a little bit of a rebus? So it's a bank on my shoulder. Then it would be, guess what? What is it? It is Save on Dave.
It's getting worse.
Okay. So this is why I said there's certain.
We need your help. What would be on mine? Fallon. Tim Allen on Fallon.
Tim Allen on Fallon is perfect. So. Tina.
Yeah, I don't.
How about
no,
Tina
or Range? They don't work.
Sabrina on Tina. And
Sabrina
you can have Sabrina
on
like
Tina.
The teenage witch.
Yep, Sabrina there on Tina. There.
Do
it
you
is.
Want me to but, Photoshop?
Yes. Can you please do Sabrina on Tina? Well, yeah. Can you please do Tim Allen on me?
Can I get it to you tomorrow?
No.
Okay.
Tina's got a lot to do. So, well, this was the funny thing, Tina, because she said, "Dave, let's think something we can do for this celebrity trend right now, and we'll get Tina to Photoshop it." And I just thought, oh, well, that's nice that we are going to get Tina. Tina has this big wide-eyed look right now, like, I don't have any time. I'm sorry, Tina. It's You're okay. going to have to make time.
I will find the time. But we got to figure out. I got Sabrina on Tina. I'm good. You guys still got to figure out your people.
Brave
Mine's
on Dave.
Tim Allen on Fallon.
Shave on Dave.
Okay, no, so just Dave then.
So we just
or I can put a lion on Ryan. The cowardly lion on Ryan.
That works. Okay.
Yeah.
My
I feel
God.
Slightly.
Why
better.
Was that so hard? I could have mentioned that a while ago, but every time I brought up lion on Ryan, you said no.
No, because that didn't work. Because you didn't say the cowardly lion. I tried to work it out with you. I said the only lions I know of are Mufasa and Simba. They don't rhyme. And you never once said, "Well, what about the cowardly
because you
lion?"
You already shot down the lions. So
cowardly lion on Ryan.
Can we do that one?
He's a famous lion. I can do that.
Thank you, Tina.
You're so welcome.
You are so triggered. You know what?
She's
you
heated.
Are such a Karen lately. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm surprised that you don't want to talk to my manager.
I know what you're doing.
What?
You're trying to set me up.
What am I doing?
And after your tweet storm last night, you're not allowed to call anyone Karen. No one on earth takes their little tea bags from a tea source. Gets a weight at home, which, by the way, I know you're a pothead now. Who else has like a little scale like that sitting around? Measures their tea and then tweets at the company and says, "Dear tea source, this bag says 6 ounces and it is exactly 5.4 and it makes a big difference. So I'm mad." Signed, Karen.
I did. I wrote a Karen. Then I hashtagged it. I want to talk to the manager because I wanted them to know it was kind of funny. It was kind of tongue in cheek.
But who
Yet
actually measures that?
If you... I don't want to get into it. If you are an aficionado of tea,
you
measure out exactly 6 grams of tea per 16 ounces of water. That's why. If you don't have it exact, everything is a little bit off. You won't understand because you drink Mountain Dew. You drink Mountain Dew out of the 2-liter bottle. You are trash and you are filth.
No, I don't. I drink Mountain Lightning.
Tina, you're so patient with us. And Jenny's not here this week, so you get to settle arguments between me and Fallon.
It's going to be a great week.
Who wins?
No one's that way. I want to leave.
I'm Switzerland.
We'll be right back on KWB. Fallon News coming up next on KDWB. Again, thank you for all the money for Christmas wish. Yes. I truly, truly appreciate that. If you weren't able to get on the matching hour with Treasure Island, you can still donate on KDWB.com.
Pre-recorded.
101.3 KDWB.
Fallon, we've been stressed all morning because we had a computer crash on us and we were panicked and just we need to distress. Give us some dumb criminal stories that we can laugh to, Fallon.
I will. You? I quickly want to thank everyone who participated in the On Our Shoulder Challenge, helping us come up with things that would rhyme with Dave Ryan. We got some great ones. We already did choose the Cowardly Lion. You can see the photos. I quickly sketchily threw them together.
They're
you can
decent.
See them.
They're better than I can.
Yeah, you can see them at the Dave Ryan Show Instagram or Dave Ryan Show Facebook pages. But a couple other ideas where you could have done Luke Bryan. So it could have been Luke Bryan on Ryan.
Oh, yeah.
Could have been Brian, as in Cranston, Brian on Ryan. But you missed that one.
Totally missed it.
Someone else had the idea of doing Ballerina on Tina. But I think Sabrina on Tina was probably the better choice because she's more like
pop culture-y. Yeah.
So I think you did a very nice job. We got those up and we appreciate your help.
We do appreciate your help. And I'm going to tell you, this is why you can always find something to waste your time, your mental energy, and other things on social media by doing some sort of a challenge.
Yes.
So I'm glad that you did it for me, and I'm glad that we were able to come up with Cowardly Lion, because there was some tension, let me tell you, in this studio.
Dave was seconds away from throwing a glass of vodka in my face.
I don't throw vodka. I drink vodka.
Good point.
All right.
Here we go. If you've heard of the Villages retirement community in Florida, I don't need to explain a lot about you, but or a lot to you about this, but this kind of sums up the entire place perfectly. On Friday night, a couple in the Villages were surprised when a couple called Fuzzy Vodka, or company called Fuzzy Vodka, rolled up to their driveway party in a tricked out golf cart. Rick and his 59-year-old wife, Danette, won the cart over 11,000 other people in a contest.
So a golf cart full of booze? Is that what
it is? Called it's a company called Fuzzy Vodka.
Okay.
And they rolled up into their driveway party in this tricked-out golf cart. And they had won it, yes. They were thrilled, and their neighbors clapped and cheered. But then, just a few hours later, Danette was arrested after she flipped the golf cart while she was driving it around. One of the other people in the cart was with her, and they were taken to the hospital.
Oh.
Danette was charged with a DUI, even though she won this golf cart from a vodka company.
Wow. Yep. So she got drunk on the vodka golf cart, drove around, flipped it, got arrested?
Yeah.
Oh, what a buzzkill. Talk about
total
going from the high
kill.
To low, right?
Seriously, that is beating 11,000 people out in this contest. And you're like, whoop, whoop, look who's here.
See, I don't think any drunk driving stories are funny, but that's a golf cart.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm glad nobody really got seriously hurt. That's funny, though.
All right. This guy, you know, if nothing else, he at least knows what he wants. He's 51 years old. His name's Michael. Of course, he lives in Florida. And you know what they call him there, Dave? They call him Bud Light Mike.
Bud Light Mike.
You've always wanted a nickname. Mike has a nickname. Here's how he got the nickname. He loves Bud Light. Even if he doesn't always love it legally, he's been arrested twice for carrying open containers of Bud Light, and he's also been arrested twice for stealing cases of Bud Light from stores. And he was once arrested for skipping out on a bar tab where he drank Bud Light. And he was true to form Saturday when he was caught stealing a 24-pack of Bud Light from a grocery store. The cops found him nearby, along with 21 of the 24 cans, and arrested him.
Bud Light Mike, my man.
At least like I said in the beginning, he's a guy who knows what he likes, he's a guy who knows what he wants, and he goes for it. Maybe it's not legal, but whatever.
Got to admire a guy like him. Thank you, Fallon.
Yes, there you go.
Check out the Jingle Ball of Ada Arts and Sciences Institute enrollment event happening right now on KWB.com, led by a thoughtful teaching staff. You're going to evolve into a confident artist while learning about cosmetology, estheology, massage. If you will ask about this amazing program now through tomorrow. Tomorrow's your last day.
Okay.
You have a chance at a private meet and greet with a Jingle Ball pre-show artist. Start your journey and enter today at KDWB.com, keyword of Ada. There's nothing better than knowing what you're going to do with your life.
It's true.
Once you make a commitment to knowing what you're going to do, and the cool thing is you've now decided, and that eliminates all the other possibilities. Kind of like once I decided to get into radio, I decided I was not going to join the Navy or the Air Force. I decided I'm going to get into radio instead.
Yeah.
Because the work is a whole lot easier.
Agree,
cushy.
Dave.
So check out this event. Go to KDWB.com, keyword Aveda, A-V-E-D-A. okay. Couple of other quick things here I have to mention. We are doing, it's Jingle Ball. It's this Thursday night.
I know. So now, you know what's crazy? Last night would have been our Jingle Ball. Because usually we always do it on a Monday night.
Yep.
So, and we're usually the first show of like the tour. We're like early December. So it was like kind of sad thinking about it, but I'm excited to watch it this year with like Harry Styles. I'm super excited for that.
It's all brought to you by Capital One, hosted by that Seacrest guy. Performances from Billie Eilish, Doja Cat, Dua Lipa, Harry Styles, Louis Capaldi, Sam Smith, Shawn Mendes, The Weeknd. You can hear it here on KDWB. Thursday night. Don't worry, we'll remind you. Or watch it live on the CW app and CWTV.com Thursday, 7 o'clock. Tonight at 7 o'clock, Dave's Ukulele Club, we're doing all boy bands.
Okay.
And we're going to play Imagine by John Lennon because he died 40 years ago.
Yeah, nice.
But we're doing all boy bands tonight. And whether you played for a long time or whether you are a beginner, you're welcome to join us. Nobody can hear you play except you because it's a Zoom thing.
Mm-hmm.
So nobody can hear you play except for you. And you get to play along with all these. And if you're a good player, great. If you're brand new, great. And you don't have to sign up in advance. Just go to my page, Dave Ryan, Katie, or Dave Ryan. What's it called again? DaveRyanShow.com under my blog. And you can get the playlist and all that stuff and the link for tonight. Okay, Dave's Dirt is next.
Studios, KDWBFM, Richfield, Minneapolis, St. Paul. Available everywhere with the iHeartRadio.
This is Dana from Austin, Texas. And now it's time for Dave's Dirt on 101.3 KDWB.
Some breaking news. iHeartRadio now makes it even easier to listen to all your favorite podcasts. No need for another app. Thousands of the biggest names are in the iHeartRadio app.
Mm-hmm.
Like Take a Shower, Show Up on Time, and Don't Steal Anything. And we talked about whether beauty is a curse or a blessing with an expert who talks about how the beauty industry makes women get this ridiculous standard of beauty that they can't attain. And the beauty industry loves to do it because there's a ton of money in it. That's on my podcast, Take a Shower, Show Up on Time, and Don't Steal Anything.
I have the Heartbroken podcast, which are real stories from people going through heartbreak. My recent episode is a woman who, when she was engaged, she was excited to tell her mom, but she also wanted to tell her mom something about her fiance, which wasn't a big deal, but apparently it was to her mom. So upsetting to her mom that she hasn't spoken to her since that day 8 years ago. And what her mom said to her when she revealed this information about her fiance is absolutely jaw-dropping. Like, I had so many people message me, they're like, what kind of mother could say that to someone and just freak out? Like, it was so alarming, but you can hear that episode and all of them. Like Dave said, on iHeartRadio.
It's very cool. And also NPR's full lineup of podcasts like the TED Radio Hour, ESPN's 30 for 30 podcast, Crime Junkie, My Favorite Murder, big names like Ben Shapiro, How Stuff Works, The New York Times, and a whole lot more. And it's all free.
That's
it's free.
Lovely, David.
That's very cool. So back to the dirt. And yeah, we've got some. Justin Bieber going to help us end 2020 on a high note by live streaming his first full concert in more than 3 years. T-Mobile presents New Year's Eve Live with Justin Bieber.
Oh, cool.
We'll kick off on December 31st, even though Justin hasn't given any hints about where he's going to be performing. He does promise plenty of surprise and special guests.
Well, I would assume L.A. because it's where he lives, and I would assume that would make it easier for surprise guests.
By the way, if you're a T-Mobile customer, you have free access to the concert through the T-Mobile Tuesdays app.
Yeah.
While the rest of the world's going to have to pay $25.
See how great T-Mobile is? They sponsor Christmas Wish. They've given you the free concert.
Thank you, T-Mobile. Thank you for all the blessings, T-Mobile. 2024 Paris Olympics will include a new competition, breakdancing. The president of the World Dance Sport Federation said today is a historic occasion, not only for B-boys and B-girls, but for dancers all around the world. Tina, you're a big dancer. Do you agree with the decision to put breakdancing? She's nodding her head. Okay, good. It's super athletic. I could not be in any Olympic event except possibly archery, because it doesn't look that difficult. They have shooting, but then you have to ride around on cross-country skis, then you have to shoot. I think that's called the biathlon, I think.
You play a mean jug. If they had like a jug blowing contest,
let me tell you, hillbilly, don't even try to corner the hillbilly market on me. I could do the staring. If there was a staring competition.
What's that, jug boy?
Jug boy?
Yeah. You've been dying for a nickname.
No.
You've been.
No.
Tina? His name's Jug Boy.
Jug Boy.
I was like, oh, is that Jug Boy coming? He's coming.
Here I am in overalls with one suspender undone.
Duh.
Playing jug, walking down the hall. I've been called worse.
Yeah, have you? Would you like to tell me what you've been called? That's worse.
Every day on social media. On Monday, AJ from BSB celebrated 1 year sobriety. He told Cheryl Burke on their Pretty Messed Up podcast. He says, the turning point for me, I came home from Las Vegas. My wife could smell liquor on my breath. The youngest of my two daughters would not sit with me. He had visited rehab multiple times, but it never stuck. The time was different this time. Being clean and sober helped to ground AJ. He said that today he can be there for his beautiful children, amazing wife, my career, and my brothers in Backstreet Boys. He's had problems with that for a long time because I remember he had cocaine problems too, allegedly. And, and no surprise, because a lot of people in music have had drug problems too. But they never really admitted to the drug problems because that was not palatable to their young fans at the time. Mm-hmm. So when he was like, you know, 20 years ago, and they were all like 20 years old, and they had the 14-year-old, 15-year-old girl fans, the industry knew that he had drug problems, but they wouldn't admit it because that was not palatable.
Gotcha.
So he admitted on stage to being clean and sober from alcohol, and I remember the crowd like really applauded that.
For sure.
But I remember thinking, okay, what about the other stuff?
Yeah.
But it was because 14-year-old girls don't understand cocaine addictions.
Yeah, no, they don't. Most lot of adults don't understand cocaine addictions either, but
right,
I mean,
exactly. A couple of other quick things. This is Dionne Warwick. Remember, she had tweeted the other day about The Weeknd and how he spells his name wrong, and Chance the Rapper, how he says, you know, it doesn't need to be Chance the Rapper. He just needs to be Chance. So does she write her own tweets? People were curious to know. Does, I mean, I wasn't that curious, but she says,
this is for all of you tweeters who have decided that I'm not tweeting my own stuff to you. I want you to know I am, and I'm getting a very, very, very good at it. You see, I have a wonderful niece. Her name is Brittany. And she said, Aunt Dion, you'll have a lot of fun if you get on this with me. I said, okay, teach me how to do it. And she did, and I am doing it. So that should quell all of you naysayers. And if it doesn't, deal with it.
Okay. Wait. Oh, wait. The phone is ringing. While you're sprucing, we have a phone call here. Let me see if I can just grab this. Hello. Hello. KWB.
Hello, my darlings. It's Dionne Warwick.
Oh, look at.
How are you guys?
Good.
No one remembers me, but your Aunt Doris thought I was the bee's knees.
Are you drinking right now?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you drinking right now?
Darling, as an artist, I've noticed the drinker I sing, the drunker I play.
Wait, what?
Exactly. Dave Ryan.
Yeah.
Your names.
Yeah.
Two first names.
Two.
What kind of person takes up two first names when just one will do? Don't you know there are people walking around every day who can't afford two first names? Maybe you could have chosen something like, I don't know, Johnny Walker, or Jack Daniels, or Grey Goose.
Grey.
I mean, Grey Goose isn't really a name.
What?
Grey Goose isn't really a name.
Fallon is a whore's name. I've known many whores in my day, singing on cruise ships and dinner shows in Las Vegas, and every whore I ever met was named Fallon. And what about Weather Girl Jenny? We already know she's a weather girl. Do I go around calling myself Booze Hound Dionne Warwick, my darling?
Miss Warwick, I think you need to hang up. No one remembers who you are, and you're clearly drunk.
Show some respect, darling. I probably slept with your grandfather backstage at Caesar's Palace in 1974 after my Tony Award-winning show called You Liquor, You Brought Her.
Okay, that's a terrible name.
Fallon is a whore's name. Okay. Cow, my darling.
Okay. Okay.
I'm going to get a shirt that says that. Fallon is a whore's name.
Please do, honestly.
I'll give it to you for Christmas.
My mom will be so mad.
It has been a day. Yeah. Thanks for your patience today. We've had some computer problems, but we've muddled through. So you know what? You just keep doing it, Fallon. You don't stop. You never give up. Never give up. Never give up. Goals are the words.
I read that in a book of The Little Engine That Could or something.
Joey from Friends.
Oh, right.
We will see you tomorrow on KDWB.